If coffee makes you nervous, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. It wasn't so long ago that on afternoons when school let out, you'd always hear something like this in the home of young Tony Moran.
Of course you may, dear. But if you like, you can have some cookies I made today.
But one day, when the youngster came home, this happened.
Hey, Mom! School's over! Can I...
No. You can't have a thing. And stop shouting. Go to your room this instant. Do you hear me?
And it went on like that, day after day. What had happened to that woman? What had changed her from a sweet, kind, lovable mother to a cranky, short-tempered, irritable woman? Her doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Well, naturally, I wouldn't stand here for 1 minute and tell you that coffee is harmful to everybody. It just isn't. Plenty of people can take coffee in their stride without any harm at all. But plenty of others cannot. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves can make you irritable or keep you awake nights or give you indigestion, and you suspect coffee may be to blame or even partly to blame, by all means switch to Postum. You see, there's no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in Postum, so it can't possibly set your nerves on edge. Postum has a fragrance and flavor that are truly distinctive. So get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Drink it instead of coffee. Then, even at the end of 2 weeks, long enough to give it a fair trial, see if your nerves aren't steadier. See if you aren't good-natured again. See if you don't thank your lucky stars you switched to Postum. Well, excitement is running high in Pine Ridge since Elizabeth Peabody, the new chief of police, captured the three bank robbers single-handed. The nationwide publicity she's received has made her famous overnight. And Abner finds himself merely the husband of a celebrity, a position he doesn't exactly relish. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner over at the Jot and Down store talking over the telephone. Listen.
No, she ain't here. I don't know where she's at. Since she got to be chief of police, why, she don't stay home no more. Well, you might find her down around the barber shop. Wait a minute. Come in. Oh, come in, Mom. You ain't saw Elizabeth, have you?
No. Is she lost again?
No, there's somebody here on the phone wanting to talk to her. Hello? Well, you might try the barber shop or the blacksmith shop. No, I just kind of think of some of the places I might be if I was open around town. All right. Not at all. Goodbye. One, there's been 10,000 people out here to see her since she captured them bank robbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's made a name for herself, all right. Got her picture on the front page of the county seat paper this morning.
So, did you get the mail?
Yeah, most of it's mail for her.
Why?
Letter here from the sheriff. I reckon that's the reward she got for capturing them robbers.
Yeah, must be. $500. Here, I held the office for 2 years, never made a nickel out of it.
Well, you never captured no robbers.
Well, they weren't none to capture.
No, but it's no use being judges to her.
Yeah, well, they're taking on over it like it was the first time anybody ever caught a robber.
You'll have to admit, that was pretty brave of her going out single-handed and capturing three desperadoes.
Just luck, that's all there was to it, just luck. Stumble on to them while they's asleep. They act like she went a whole war single-handed.
You act like you're mad because she done it.
No, I ain't mad. I just wish it'd been somebody else's wife.
Well, you ought to be proud of her, Abner. Her name's in the paper all over the country. Got a $500 reward? She's got to be a national figurehead overnight.
Yeah, that fella, the that just now called up wanted to know if I was Mr. Elizabeth Peabody.
Mr. Elizabeth Peabody?
Yeah, I just don't feel like the head of the house no more, though.
Well, it's just the idea of a woman policeman, that's all. Here's a newspaper, something to write about. Mm-hmm. Did you see here what they was calling her?
No. I seen the Fort Smith paper last night. Called her the Girl of the Golden West.
Yeah, but you ain't saw nothing. Look at that.
But I do know. Leave it to Liz. Poker Face Peabody, the Pine Ridge Police. For the land's sake.
Oh, she's getting $1 million worth of publicity.
I know. There's a fella in here yesterday wanted to go on the stage.
Go on the stage?
Yeah. Offered her $100 a week just to walk out there and tell folks how she captured them robbers.
Danny, they ought to get a job managing her.
Managing her?
Why, sure.
Doggies, I'd like to see somebody manager. I've been trying it for 30 years, and I ain't been able to do no good at it.
I mean all these offers she's getting. Manage her business affairs for her.
Well, now, you better just leave her alone, Mom. She can take care of herself all right. She's always made money down on the farm, swapping around.
Yeah, only thing, she ain't used to handling big business this way, though.
Well, you can talk to her. I don't care. That is, if you can get her to listen to you. I don't like to say it about my own woman, Mom, but she's got the swellest head so bad that, well, now you couldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, well, she'll get over it. First time something important like this ever happened to her.
Yeah, maybe so. What else did it say there in the paper?
Oh, and just goes on to tell about her catching them robbers.
Huh?
They thought her exaggerated a little there.
They did, huh?
Yeah, they said they had an awful gun battle and Elizabeth shot it out with them, single-handed.
Oh, yeah, and she's making up a big story out of it now. They got some stories around about her shooting that makes Buffalo Bill look like a sissy.
Yeah, look at that next line there. Girl gangbuster. Lucky Liz lassos lawbreaker.
Lasso him?
Yeah, I don't know where they got that.
Oh, my goodness. She's more likely started that, too. She was talking this morning, said as quick as she got that reward money that she's going to buy her a pair of cowboy boots and a 10-gallon hat and some pearl handle pistol, just a whole cowgirl outfit.
Hey, that ought to look good on the stage, too.
She ain't going on the stage. And, Dougie, I'm going to put my foot down on that. I ain't going to have no actor for a wife.
Bounty, if she decides to do it, you'll go on the stage, all right.
Oh, she's too bashful, Mom. Gets out in front of people, she can't say nothing. Can't even sing in the choir without turning her back to the congregation.
Hey, Granny, you could go on the stage with her.
Well, now... Oh, what could I do on the stage?
Well, I mean, I seen a show once where a feller stood up there with a cigarette in his mouth and let a woman shoot it out.
You mean for me to do that?
Well, yeah, she never hit him, leastways when I seen him, she never.
Well, I wouldn't stand up there and hold a number 4 wash tub and let her shoot at it. She don't know how to shoot, Mom.
According to this article here in the paper, she can drill an ace of spades at 100 yards.
And you've been reading too much of that paper. She couldn't hit a mule with a bucket of shell corn.
Well, she could practice.
Not on me, she couldn't.
I mean, before you start on the stage.
Yeah, and catch her out of humor someday. She'd about move the muzzle of that gun over a little bit and put a new part in my hair for me.
Yeah, well, let's see. What could you do?
Well, I just don't figure it out. That's the best thing to do. I'd have time to learn to do anything myself by the time she learned to shoot a pistol. I'll tell you that right now.
Dang, ain't you got no talents at all, am I?
Huh?
Ain't you do nothing good? I know you can't sing.
Well, I can hold my breath a long time. Used to be able to. I've seen a time when
Well, nobody ain't gonna pay money to go in and watch you stand there and hold your breath.
No, that's right. I don't much believe they wouldn't either. Let's see, what can I do? Used to play hopscotch when I was little.
Of course, it ain't necessary for you to do nothing. Elizabeth's the one they want to see.
Yeah, but I can't stand back and let her make the living, Lars. She's going to be an actor. Well, I am, too.
Of course, it's your business. Personal, I don't think you ought to try to hold Elizabeth back. She's got an opportunity here to make some money if she's handled right. Endorsements and signing testimonies of what kind of cigarettes she smokes.
Elizabeth don't smoke cigarettes.
Well, there's a lot of things. What kind of face powder she uses.
She don't use no face powder, neither. Don't use no artificial coloring or flavoring of no kind on herself.
Yeah, she better start using some of that stuff then. That's a lot of money out of her. She gets paid for writing a testimony over what kind she uses.
You mean you want a woman at her age to start powdering and painting?
Yeah, she is a little old for that, I reckon. Maybe it wouldn't hurt her to fix herself up a little, though.
No, maybe not. But she's worked in the field too long for such as that, huh?
Yeah. She can learn an old dog new tricks.
Huh? Hey, don't just wait a minute. I know what I can do on a stage, huh? Why, sure, what's the matter with me? Trained dog act.
Trained dog act?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can get the trained dog someplace.
Well, what's the matter with old Blue?
Does Blue do tricks?
Why, sure he does. I can make him roll over.
Well, that ain't nothing. Lots of dogs roll over. Now, you'll have to have a lot of tricks.
What, huh?
He can walk on his hind legs and all that stuff.
Well, he can walk on his hind legs. Walks that way all the time.
Old Blue?
Sure. Front legs and hind legs both. Walks on all four of them.
I mean, just walk on his hind legs at once, though.
Oh, no, no. He can't do that. But I can.
You can. Oh, for goodness sake.
How would it be if he made me roll over? If I could learn him to talk, or he could say, roll over, Abner, and then I could lay down there on the floor.
Well, if you can learn him to talk, that's all you need to do. They'll pay you a fortune for that.
Yeah, well, I don't know for sure that he can talk. I ain't never tried him. But he's smart as a whip. He can learn.
Wait a minute. Who is that?
I don't know. He's coming in here.
And this town's full of strangers.
Oh, did I hope old Blue can learn to talk? Be a lot of company coming.
How do you do, sir?
Hey, Luther!
What in the world are you doing?
I just trying to see how old Blue would sound.
Just cut it out. Come in, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for Elizabeth Peabody, and I was told she might be over here.
Oh, no, she ain't here. What was you wanting with her?
Well, I'm with the Voco Pictures Corporation. I want to see if she'd be interested in going to Hollywood for a screen test.
You mean be a moving picture actor?
Yes, of course, I haven't seen her, but from the publicity I've been reading, I think with our organization behind her, we can make her the glamour girl of Western Pictures. Now, we've been looking for a hard-riding, straight-shooting girl for a number of years now. I think she'll be just what we want. The Girl Ranger. What a series that'll make. Lucky Liz rides again.
Well, we hope the talent scout from Hollywood isn't too disappointed when he meets Pine Ridge's new glamour girl. Over the weekend, if you're bothered by nervous irritability or sleeplessness or indigestion, remember that any one of them may be due to nerves, coffee nerves. Or while many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others cannot. So if you think coffee nerves may be responsible for your trouble, or even partly responsible, decide right now that you'll begin to drink Postum instead of coffee. For Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind that could possibly upset you. And it actually costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. It's really good sense to switch to Postum. Friends, come along with us next Monday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Del Sharbert speaking, and remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.